You just don't hear theme songs like that anymore. That was the theme song from It Takes a Thief. Robert Wagner's old television series, and I just don't think they even try those anymore. Standing by, Wildcat Fox.
What was the show with Bill Cosby and Robert Culp? I Spy?
I Spy.
I liked that show as a kid.
Did you like It Takes a Thief with Bob Wagner?
I don't recall that, although I'm sure I watched it.
Did you like Sea Hunt?
I was a little too young for that.
You're older than I am, and I watched Sea Hunt.
Well, then I guess maybe it wasn't a hit with my older siblings. They ruled the TV, and I'm not even going to say remote, because remotes didn't exist back when we were children.
Did you enjoy Nanny and the Professor?
Mm-mm. Huh. No.
I'm trying to see if we can hit on one here. How about, what was the one with the submarine under the water?
Oh, Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea? That was one that was frequently watched at my house. So
why did I add under the water?
I don't know. Hmm. I don't know.
Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea. You know, I never liked the Admiral, but I thought the Captain was kind of a cool guy. I always wanted to be the Captain. That Admiral-Captain relationship, very similar to Spock and Kirk. But I never wanted to be Spock. But I didn't want to be the Admiral. Who was the Admiral in that? He went on to do all sorts of...
I couldn't tell you. I couldn't name one person who was in that show. As a kid, I liked some of the corny stuff. You know, I loved Gilligan's Island as a kid. Can't stand it as an adult. As a kid, I couldn't stand Green Acres. Can't get enough of that show as an adult.
Really?
And Leave It to Beaver. That's one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah.
Just the simplicity, the naivety of it all.
You know what I never understood as a boy? Why they called him the Beaver instead of just Beaver. I don't know anybody else who would have a nickname where they'd say the beforehand. You'd just say, hey, where's Tiger? You wouldn't say, where's the Tiger? I mean, where's the Beaver?
I don't think they ever say in the show or even intimate how he even got that name.
And what the hell is his real name?
Theodore.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. Theodore. And not Ted or Teddy. It's always it's either Theodore or the Beaver.
Yeah. I think Wally's nickname was the Dork. The Beaver.
There are a lot of people with nicknames. There's Lumpy and Whitey. And why didn't Eddie Haskell have a nickname? I mean, troublemaker that he was.
Do you remember the episode where some guys broke into the house late night and grabbed Ward and stuffed his head in a toilet and gave him a swirly? Just about killed him. I don't know what was happening to June in the other room. You just heard screams.
I guess I missed that episode. Mm.
Yeah, that was the one where they removed the laugh track.
Mm.
Well, Wildcat, I would recommend staying here tonight. I don't think it's safe for a woman alone out there making the trek between here and your house. My mom, on nights like this, when she was a school teacher in central Minnesota in one-room schoolhouses, she'd camp out in the schoolhouse. She wouldn't even try to make it, jumping in a 1934 Ford, driving across the tundra on a night like this. Many, many stories of people trying it and dying. So back then, it was common in the cold for your car to break down, and then where were you? No cell phones back then, so Mom would just stoke up the stove and get a couple blankets and sleep over, wait for the kids in the morning to show up, safer than trying to make it back to her house.
Now, I'm a modern-day woman, so I'm going to get in my buggy and head home to the leftover lounge.
You know, those may be famous last words, little missy.